Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, exhale, 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 exhale. Welcome on in. It is the Final Out, sponsored by the Philadelphia Parking Authority. Jack Fritz hanging out with you here on this Wednesday night as we continue to react to the red-hot Phils. They've won 9 of 11. Fighting back, pitching well. Guys are having moments. And after what was the longest April of our lives, I don't think I've ever experienced a longer April in my entire life than April 2026. It really feels like this. Now we go. We gave you guys the first month off. You messed around. Now we go. The game wrap up is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions. 215-592-9494 to get in. If you were at the ballpark, stuck around for this one, got to see Zach Wheeler's first home start since coming back from the thoracic outlet surgery. We'd love to hear from you. Love to hear what the atmosphere was like tonight. A little bit cooler, but really solid fight from the Phils late. And that is my biggest takeaway of the game, brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. And, you know, the thing that's really struck me, obviously, since Rob Thompson got fired, which, again, I don't think was a move that they were super keen on. I think they felt it coming. I think that's part of what Bryce Harper was saying, was that you had the feel in the air that there was going to be change. You just were kind of waiting for the ball to drop. And now that they know what happened and who's their manager now and the future here for at least the rest of the season, now we can just settle in and go play. And that is certainly what they're doing, but there is a different sense of urgency. And I thought that they had impressive fight in them today. Now, they weren't great off of Jeffrey Springs, but I don't think that they were pushovers. You know, Dolis hit the home run, you know, Marsh hit the triple, the guy, you know, a bit of a misplay out there, but, you know, they fought against him. I've seen the Phillies offense be more feeble, I guess is my point, against a left-handed starter. So from that standpoint, I didn't think they had rolled over against Jeffrey Springs. But, you know, once the bullpen got into this thing, that is where the fight really started to show. First inning of Jack Perkins was really good. Second inning, his command certainly was not there. You know, Schwarber starts it off with a walk. Harper hits the ball into the 4-3 hole a little bit, and Jeff McNeil decides to go to second base where he probably should have just gone to first. I get it. You're trying to get the lead out. Schwarber's not a super fast runner. Credit to Schwarber for busting it down the line there and making it a tough play. He throws it away. Adolis smokes a ball up the middle. We'll get to more to him coming up in a little bit, but Adolis gets the single. They can't score Schwarber because he has to freeze because it's a line drive. And then Sosa, just a great, great at bat. You want to talk about fight. You want to talk about seeing things that make you believe in the team again, I guess. Well, I thought Edmundo Sosa going down 0-2 in the count, he started taking some horrible hacks on some balls that were out of the zone, but he ends up finding one that he can handle and drove it up the middle. Listen, he's had an interesting year. You know, defensively, he's had some games where it just is off, and you know, when he does play more, there is some exposure that happens there. But I tell you what, you can count on two hands, it feels like, the amount of big hits that guy has gotten late in games, you know, bases loaded. He's had a couple earlier this year where he didn't come through, and that felt more like the exemption rather than the rule. He's had a lot of big hits for this team, and he is someone on this team that I trust in a big moment. And Edmundo Sosa, just a great, tough, gritty at bat after falling down 0-2. And then the Marsh single past Wilson. They were playing, they wanted to guarantee the double play on a pulled ground ball. And Marsh just shot it right past Wilson where he would have been, and it would have been a routine double play ball. And you know, kind of snuck it right under his glove. It was hard hit, which is good to see. Marsh, good night tonight against a lefty. All I really want from him is to not be, like, don't be overwhelmed up there against left-handed pitching. Don't look completely lost, and he certainly did not look like that tonight. Back-to-back games, three hits from Marshy, continuing to play damn good baseball for this team. So I think that's the thing that really struck me, is I thought that there was impressive fight in them. There's a sense of urgency in this team. They know that they basically gave away April, and they got to dig themselves out of it, and they got their manager fired, and you're starting to see a more high-quality play from this team. It really feels like last year, where starting staff's great, bullpen's good, you know, the offense struggles against starters most nights, it seems like, and then grinds out some runs late. You know, speaking of sense of urgency, I thought the bullpen also had urgency as well. And pitch with emotion and pitch with intent. Tim Mesa coming in and finishing off Zach Wheeler's outing and not making that stressful at all. Alvarado, pretty good, continuing to show some signs of life. Kirkering in an inherited runner spot, which is something that he struggled with last year. He's able to come in and do his job, so that was good. And Brad Keller is a heart attack. I hate watching Brad Keller pitch right now. It is excruciating. The pitch, there's very few pitches that I have hated more as a Phillies fan than the Brad Keller pointless 94-mile-an-hour changeup to a left-handed hitter. Okay, Brad, that pitch isn't even sniffing the strike zone. You're not getting any chase on it. How about you take 4 more miles an hour off of it instead of trying to throw 94 with a 94-mile-an-hour changeup off of a 98-mile-an-hour fastball? How about you take a little bit more off of it and make sure you get it in the frickin' strike zone? Because you know what's a waste of time to major league hitters? A changeup that doesn't sniff the strike zone. Brad Keller goes out there and just cannot wait to throw balls. How quick he is down the mound, it's infuriating. Slow down. I can't believe it. Every single time he throws a changeup, it's a foot off the plate. So lefties are going to give him problems. We don't need to show off that he can throw a 94-mile-an-hour changeup. No one cares. Throw it 90. Throw it 89. Have a sit-down with Chris Sanchez. I don't care. I know he's a lefty. I understand. The 94-mile-an-hour ball-out-of-hand changeup from Brad Keller is one of the single most miserable experiences as a Philadelphia sports fan. 215-592-9494 is how you get in. Let's start off with my guy, David Merrill. What's happening, Dave?
What's up? We might have found our baseball team. I'd say it's tonight was just a gritty win. Love the fight in them. Adolis is, you know, if he can do what he's doing, and, you know, not every night, but just hit the ball hard like he has been lately. And I think that provides like a little bit of sufficient protection for Bryce, and that will help out. You know, that just helps out immensely. That's what we've been looking for years. And if he provides that, the offense can be functioning. You know, just great to see Zach Wheeler, the ball throw 95 out of the hand, and look good. Obviously, you know, he's still fine tuning stuff, but you know, he looks like he's, you know, rounding into form. And if you get an Aaron Nola start where you get a win, you can go on a streak with this team, because they have the starting pitching that, you know, if you get through Nola and, you know, Painter tomorrow night, like, you can go on extended, you know, three out of fours, four out of fives, and, you know, hopefully they round into form and get that going. Sosa with a great at bat. Alec Bohm lost. He needs need to find something. They need to do a Marsh of last year with him. I mean, we've talked about it for a month now, you know, and it was good to see that they pinch hit for him, but he's just not there, and he's unplayable right now.
Yeah, Dave.
Great win, and hey, I don't want to focus on that. Great win. It's great to have the team back, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, Dave. Yeah, I have more thoughts on Bohm coming up in next segment. But, yeah, the overall feel is that this is what last year was like, where, you know, they would win the first two games of the series. They'd probably drop the third one, which hopefully they don't do tomorrow with Andrew Painter on the mound. But the offense just does enough. They score a lot of runs late. Bullpen good. Lineup, starting staff, very, very good. And that's how you can rattle off series wins. And that's what they're starting to do. That is what they are starting to do. Baseball season? Might be back on in Philadelphia. Might be back on in Philadelphia, especially because now our winter teams are both down 0-2. But this is not a Sixers postgame show. This is the final out. On the other side, we'll get to the play. We'll get to the wow moment of the game and some other things that I found interesting from tonight's ball game. We'll get to that coming up next here on the final out on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yes, that is my wow moment of the game, brought to you by the New Jersey Division of Travel and Tourism for Waterfalls, from Waterfalls to Fairways, Mountain Resorts to Lighthouse Tours. Find your wow right now at visitnj.com. And Mundo Sosa, a big old base hit there, fought his way back from being down 0-2. Really interesting by Mark Kotze. You know, he had Hogan Harris up in the bullpen. I believe he was ready to go. He stretched Perkins out there for the second inning when you're leading it off with Schwarber Harper. Didn't make much sense. Your bullpen's horrible anyway. Obviously, Schwarber and Harper have not been – like, Schwarber last year was great against left-handed pitching, but this year has not been the same. And you know, Harper's kind of hit or miss against lefties. It's like if he can see it, he's fine, but there's times where he just kind of swings first pitch and usually doesn't go very well. I don't know. It was just – to have Hogan Harris up, I know Jack Perkins has some good stuff and looked good in that one inning, but you know, the command kind of fell apart almost immediately in that second inning. I guess it's the sixth time that Perkins had done that this year. Still, I don't know why Mark Kotze did that. That felt like a mistake. So Sosa gets the big hit and comes through as he often does. And the one thing that I do want to bring up that I do think is interesting, and Dave brought it up last segment, but speaking of Sosa, you know, given that Stott got the public vote of confidence from Bryce Harper last night to play every day, even against left-handed pitching, and he did get a hit off a lefty late in this one, which was nice to see. But you know, with what's happening with Boehm, who has, you know, just been dreadful, just been awful, and you know, pulling him out of that game tonight for Stott on a righty-righty matchup. Now, Boehm probably wouldn't have come through. Feels like we're at that stage with Boehmer. But, you know, pulling him in that spot is noticeable. And maybe swinging first pitch in the at-bat when Marsh hit the triple and just not getting the job done, maybe this is an example of Don Mattingly trying to light a fire or hold him accountable or something like that. It could be a Donnie baseball, hey, that stuff's not going to fly if we're going to pull our way out of this thing. Thankfully, Felix Reyes was able to get the job done the next batter, but still, no reason why Boehm couldn't get the job done there either. So I thought that was a very, very noticeable move by Don Mattingly to pull him from that game in favor of Bryson Stott, who I know he's been hot recently, but he still headed into the game today hitting .210 with a like .269 OBP, and it's not like he's been better, but it's not like he's been unbelievable. So it's not like you're taking a guy that's been super, super hot coming off the bench. So I thought that was a moment. I thought that was interesting, and it'll be interesting if Boehm is in there tomorrow against JT Ginn, or they just play Sosa for a little bit, let Stott settle in at second base, and you know, eventually go back to Boehm and see what he has and see if this gets him going a little bit, or if they got to make some other move there. Maybe it's Sosa. Maybe it's bringing Otto Kemp back up from AAA, as once again, he is going down there and smoking the baseball, as he does. You know, we might have to start calling him Quad A Kemp. Might have to start calling him Quad A Kemp, but that Boehm thing I thought was a really interesting spot and a good move, frankly, by Don Mattingly. Let's talk to Kenny in Middleton. What's happening, Kenny?
Hey, man, what's going on? Just coming out from the stadium tonight, and overall just encouraged by the lineup. I know Harper didn't do much tonight, but his productivity over the last week has been nothing but great, and you know his OB, yeah. You know his OPS is up over 900 almost. I think it was tonight over 900, and
yeah, it's like the 920s hitter, right
that's
now.
That's what we need.
Yeah. Harper's been great.
He's doing great. Yeah, and then you hit the nail on the head when you said that pull of Boehm, and then getting four runs in the eighth inning, like that was tremendous, like. Getting four runs late in the game, you know, with our middle of the lineup coming up, that's what we need to win games. And it was just great to see the productivity out of the middle of the lineup there. And I think we got good things coming.
Kenny, I appreciate the phone call, and I totally agree. I think that this team has settled in and they're ready to start rattling off series wins. I'm not going to say that they're going to sit here and rip off 10 straight. If they do, awesome. I would love it. But that's not who they've been. You know, this has been a team that just won a lot of series. And I think that that's what they're about to settle into. And the schedule does lighten up a little bit so they can get back into this thing. They're not facing the two hottest teams in the National League and Braves Cubs. The A's, I don't believe, are a pushover. I think their bullpen is horrible and they don't have starting pitching, but that lineup is legit. When they get now, they've dodged a bullet with Shea Langeliers not being here, who is still on paternity leave. I think he's been on paternity leave since Sunday. So I mean, usually with professional athletes, they're back very, very quickly. Shea Langeliers is taking his time. But yeah, I just maybe if they got off to a better start and they were 20-16 heading into the game tonight, or sorry, 20-15 heading into the game tonight, or God forbid, you know, 25-10, who knows. Maybe they just say, hey, tonight wasn't our night. But given the sense of urgency and the locked in-ness in which they're playing, I appreciated how as soon as Springs was out of the game, and sure, the first inning of Perkins was good, but they really just flipped the switch and made sure they won that baseball game, no matter how annoying Brad Keller was in the top of the ninth. So, other things from tonight, I thought Wheeler was really good. You know, Jacob Wilson has that BS little bleeder. Now, if they were playing as bad as they were the first month of the year, that hit would have maybe, you know, I would have had to take a long walk outside to catch my breath. I would have been fuming. But the fact they're playing better baseball, we don't need to be as on edge. So the Jacob Wilson hit was nonsense. You know, Kurtz is a good player. He got one off of Wheeler. And then Soderstrom took him deep. But besides that, like, I don't leave tonight with any sense of, oh, now I'm kind of worried about it. I thought he was great. And the fact that he still went seven, I was a little surprised he put him back out there for the seventh. You know, you have a lefty leading off the inning. You have Mesa warm in the pen. And then he pulled him right after that batter. So, you know, I guess, you know, if you get him there, then you let him face a righty and see if he can kind of piece his way through it. But I just thought it was an interesting spot with your pitcher who started that inning with 92 pitches, who was coming back from the injury. Does he really need to be out there? Or can we just hand this over to the bullpen and take six solid innings? So that was the one where I was like, I don't love that from Donnie Baseball. But it worked out, and Tim Mesa came in and did a job. But really, I thought Wheeler's stuff popped. I thought he was great. I thought that some of the hits were nonsense, and overall, he was fine. And the other guy who I think is really settling in and starting to do a job and being a really important part of this team is Adolis Garcia, who all of a sudden is up to 246. He hit the big home run tonight. It was a real home run. So he's had this thing recently where he thinks he gets it, but it either is foul or, you know, dies at the wall. He smoked that baseball tonight. So all of a sudden, you look at the lineup and the top three, you know, Trey has to get going. I mean, he's hitting 240, but, you know, the first three, it's hard to get too worked up about those guys. But you need the Adolises of the world. Edmundo Sosa, if he is going to play third base, you're putting a 294 hitter in there, which is a big upgrade over the 159 hitter. You have JT, who had another like nice night offensively, 2-for-4, was hitting 265. Marsh up to 336. Crawford kind of doing his thing at the bottom of the lineup. They get Stott going. There's some good things under the hood with Stott. His hard hit rate is in the 60-plus percentile, which is not – it's been like – it was 8th percentile last year in all of baseball with hard hit percentage. He's pulling the ball in the air more. Again, he's like hitting the ball harder, so maybe the results will start to happen. All of a sudden, if Adolis is real – in that four spot, being a cleanup hitter, adding some thump, they've been begging for a right-handed bat with some thump. You know, you can maybe piecemeal this offense together. In a perfect world, I probably like Adolis batting, you know, sixth or seventh. But for this team right now, having him be right there, and hey, they might have got one of these $10 million a year outfielder deal right, and that would be awesome. I was shocked he didn't throw out those guys at the plate tonight. I thought JT, I don't know why he didn't just grab it and tag him. It's like he caught the ball with two hands and then like slid over to him. So I was surprised given how good Adolis is at throwing runners out that both of those guys scored. And frankly, the fact that the third base coach even sent them was impressive. But when you got Zach Wheeler on the mound, I guess it does make sense. On the other side, we'll get to we'll look ahead to tomorrow, plus get to the player of the game. That's coming up next here on The Final Out on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, My outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yes, Brandon Marsh. Couple hits off a lefty tonight. Up to 336. He is my player of the game. Brought to you by South Jersey Gas. Make the smart play. Save energy and money with South Jersey Gas at sjgsaveenergy.com. If I was putting on my hater eyes, I would say, well, the ball to center field, Lawrence Butler just got turned around on and probably should have got it. But it was hard hit. So that is all that matters. And then that one with Jacob Wilson, they were in a different defensive alignment. It could have been double play ball, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The Phillies starting to get breaks go their way finally. And again, all I care about is Marsh being able to hang in there against lefties, and he's certainly doing that. He was funny after the game with Fransky in L.A., talking about how he's going up there and just being dumb. And essentially what he's trying to say is don't overthink it, just go play and hit the ball hard. And he said a line in there about just getting to the plate, which I believe is a Hoskins line that he passed on to Schwarber, and Schwarber is passing it on to more and more of these guys. So happy for Brandon Marsh. Having his glove out there is huge for this team. If he can truly hit left-handed pitching, I don't think tonight was like, there it is. He can hit left-handed pitching now. He can do it forever. We'll see. But he is scorching hot to start the year. First time in his career he's had three hits in back-to-back games. And again, he's just hitting the ball hard, and that's all that matters. The hits will come if you hit the ball hard. So they're starting to do some damage, starting to be impressed with this offense. Most importantly, they are not giving away. They're not looking feeble up there, and it looks like they are finally taking the season seriously. Unfortunately, it had to basically cost them the entire month of April, and hopefully they can get on enough run to where they can make the playoffs and make it interesting around here and have that ballpark back to being in the 40,000s and mid-40s rather than like the 35,000, which is still great. But I guess we were spoiled with the ballpark being truly filled up the last couple of early seasons. So Brandon Marsh is my player of the game. It is the final out. Brought to you by the Philadelphia Parking Authority. Jack Fritz hanging out with you for the next couple of minutes before handing things off to Tom Kelly to react to a tough Sixers loss up in New York tonight. But let's talk to Jake in Boston. What's happening, Jake?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man?
Not much. Just riding the high of the game. And I got two words, Edmundo Sosa and Brandon Marsh, must-see TV. I mean, I've been in on these guys for a while.
What was the two words there? Is that must-see TV, or was it Edmundo Sosa?
That was a little Charles Barkley.
Okay. I was confused for a second. That's awesome.
No, all good. But yeah, man. I mean, I've been in on Sosa for a while. Brandon Marsh has surprised me though, and all positive. I mean, it's incredible, and I really think we got what it takes. I'm going to see them at Fenway in a couple of days. I think that's the game we get back to 500, and the season's on from there.
Yeah, I mean, that would be awesome, man. And Mundo is such a great dude. You love the way he plays the game, and Bohm struggling so much. They're the same defensively. Just let Sosa play for a week at third base.
He's a solid defender.
See what happens.
Yeah, he's not Brayton Stott at second, but he's fine, and his ability to come up clutch when you need it, I mean, clears Boehm. And yeah. I feel for Boehm. He's clearly dealing some stuff off the field, obviously, but, you know, got to do what you got to do. You got to win games.
Yeah, and especially
I think you can do it.
Appreciate the phone call, Jake. Yeah, especially when you're trying to dig yourself out of the hole that they have dug themselves in. 3.5 out of the wild card, which is fine. You know, a lot of season left. It's so funny how all of a sudden a lot of people are saying, "Listen, a lot of season to turn this around." Whereas a week and a half ago it was our pets' heads were falling off around here. So they certainly have gotten people's attention again. Maybe. I mean, I can't tell. They've gotten my attention. I watch every game no matter what. I do wonder if the Phillies or if the Sixers and Flyers are diverting some of the city's attention. But I do think people are still pretty locked in on this baseball team. And it doesn't seem like we're going to be having much Flyers or Sixers basketball for too much longer. So we are going to be reliant on the baseball team yet again. Tomorrow, Andrew Painter versus JT Ginn. JT Ginn has pretty good stuff. He's got now he will walk. He's one of these young pitchers that come up and, you know, on Pitching Ninja, it's like, ooh, look at this 88-mile-an-hour six slider and then 95-mile-an-hour paint and a 90-mile-an-hour changeup that falls off the table. And then you watch him and he's walking three or four guys in an outing in five innings. So he'll walk you. The Phillies got to be patient. Got to make sure they get him in the zone and take care of it after that. Andrew Painter on the mound for the Phillies as he's going through his ups and downs as a rookie in Major League Baseball. There's some flashes. There's some signs. Now it's just about consistency, putting it all together, you know, having his command of all of his pitches. It's there with Andrew Painter. I think it's going to click. I mean, I think he's going to pitch better than he has to start the season. I brought it up earlier in the week and I think on the High Hopes podcast, but you know, you look at Cole Hamels, who I think both of these guys are similar from the standpoint of they were untouchable. Hamels never had the Tommy John surgery, but he dealt with some injuries and stuff like that. But they're viewed as untouchable and they're phenoms and were smoking their way through the minor leagues. And then, you know, Hamels came up as a 22-year-old and struck out seven in five scoreless innings in his MLB debut. And then his next 10 starts, he pitched to a 6.5 ERA. So it takes a little bit longer for high school pitchers. And he's going through some growing pains, but he's also not going out there and getting smoked. You know, it's a lot of five innings, three runs, five innings, four runs. You know, so he got into this sixth against Atlanta, but, you know, they left him in there for a little bit too long. So there are signs, there are flashes, and now it's just about it all coming together. But I think it will. I've seen more good than bad from Andrew Painter to start this season. So maybe tomorrow he will put it all together in a nice little home start against the A's, I think they do a tough lineup. Maybe Langoliers will be back as well. Either way, that's going to do it for me. Francisco Rojas produced the program tonight. Tom Kelly is next. He'll take you through the rest of the night here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.